Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Hebrews 4:16. I'm glad to be able to speak with everyone today. God is definitely good, and He's always right on time and helping us and guiding us and keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Today I wanted to talk about when you feel like an outcast and you feel all alone and you feel like just people are against you. And they, you know, you just really feel down, and there's nobody to really talk to or who cares. And even if you've done something wrong or you've fallen into sin, and people have turned their backs on you. I want to read from John 8:1-11, and I'm in New Living Translation. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning he was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. "Teacher," they said to Jesus, "this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say?" They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, "All right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more." I just wanted to reflect on this. God shows ultimate grace here. People who threw stones at the woman, they all had left, but Jesus told her, "Go and sin no more." This was ultimate grace. But when we sin, God still loves us. He loves us, and he has mercy above all that we can imagine. Even when we read the scripture in Luke 7:36-50, and in this scripture there are many messages. The message talks about when the unclean woman and how she took the perfume, the expensive perfume in the alabaster box, and she washed Jesus' feet with her tears as she wept. And the Pharisees were quick to judge her, just as these men were quick to judge the woman who had committed adultery. But he was not about, and the Pharisees were not about to show her any grace or mercy. And the same thing with the men who were going to throw stones at the woman. They weren't going to show that woman any grace or mercy. But Jesus did. With the woman that washed Jesus' feet with her tears, I believe that she knew who Jesus was. She had to have known that he was Lord and that he had the Spirit of God on him and that he was Lord. And so what she did, she came with the most precious of perfumes as she wept and washed his feet. And Jesus knew this and he forgave her of her sins. He loved her as his child. The people didn't believe his mercy or the mercy that he showed to her. They couldn't believe it. And what happens is in churches today, we go and we see that sometimes there are sinners that walk in, or sometimes even members of the church fall spiritually. Maybe they have sinned. And people in the church treat them as they are outcasts. They talk about them behind their backs, refuse to acknowledge them or tolerate them. And they throw things in the faces of these people. And they say that you're a sinner, you're an adulterer, you backslid. They make spectacles of them instead of praying for them and coming to that person and showing them mercy, just as Jesus showed mercy to these two women. I always think, how can we win the souls for the kingdom if we treat non-believers as sinners like they are outcasts? The church is supposed to be for the sinner. Christ came for the sinner. If you have been treated like this, know that Jesus, our Lord, is not like this. He loves us, and he calls all people into repentance. He just wants us to love him. John 5 and 1, and throughout that scripture, like the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, but he was sick for 38 years. He could not move fast enough to get into the pool to be healed. Each time it doubled up, someone always went ahead of him, and obviously no one helped him. He seemed to be bypassed daily. People didn't care that he was there, but when Jesus came, Jesus told him, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Instantly, the man was healed. What awesome grace and mercy Jesus showed to this man. And even when the Pharisees saw Jesus' great mercy towards this man, their minds were still so limited that they focused on the fact that the healed man carried his mat on the Sabbath rather than on the fact that the lame man was made whole. They were mad at Jesus, if you continue to read the scripture, for breaking the Sabbath rule. But Jesus didn't care about this. He came to love, to forgive, and to redeem. Throughout scripture, we see the mercy of God. When people say no and are harsh, Jesus loves them with compassion. If you are in a situation today when you feel everyone is against you, like no one loves you, maybe you sinned and those around you don't want to be bothered with you. Maybe you sinned and the church members are pointing fingers at you. Maybe family members are pointing fingers at you. But remember that God still loves you. He always has. He only wants you to repent of your sin. You don't need to go before a priest and repent and fall on your face before this priest. All you have to do is just come before Jesus Christ. Jesus just wants you to love him back. Remember, despite what people say or do, God is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. God does not want you to feel unwanted, depressed, stressed, or full of anxiety. God wants you to be free. For the Bible says, whom he has set free is free indeed. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. And he delivers us from the hands of sin and death. He gives us new life in him. He gives us peace when we have no peace. He loves us when we feel like no one loves us. The Lord is our rock and our fortress. He is the rock that is higher than I. If God is for us, then who can be against us? Psalm 91, 7 and 16. I'm going to just paraphrase some things that are there, which says, though 1,000 may fall at your side, 1,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Make God your refuge and your shelter. He will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. The Lord rescues those who love him and protect them who trust in his name. When we call, he answers, and he is with us in the time of trouble. Remember, you are not an outcast, but a child of the Most High God. He loves you, he forgives, and he redeems us. Hallelujah. God is our refuge. He is our strength. Lord, we just thank you today for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us in our time of need. We thank you for supplying each and every need. We thank you, Lord, for when we didn't know what to do or where to go, Lord, you continue to guide us and keep us, God. Lord, we thank you for the favor you have shown upon us. We thank you for favor that you have shown upon our families and our children, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for peace, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for taking those stripes on your body, God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, there is no one like you. No one that we can fathom that is so great and powerful as you are, Lord. You are a mighty God, our Prince of Peace, our everlasting Father, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. And Lord, I just pray, God, today for all those that are listening. Touch them today. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their families, God. We ask a blessing upon their family, God. We ask a blessing upon each and every person listening, God. Lord, if they're hurting today, God, heal their hurt. Heal their minds, God. Give them peace. Peace in their minds, God. If they're suffering from anxiety and depression, Lord, I pray that you give them peace. Let your Holy Spirit surround them today. Go into their rooms and their homes right now, Lord. Let your angels surround them. Let your Holy Spirit be round about them. Let them know that you are with them, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's any sickness in their bodies, God, we pray for healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, even if for that person who is feeling like an outcast today, show them that you are a friend to those who feel friendless, and you are their God, and that you are there with them today to comfort their heart, them know that they are like diamonds in your eye, God, your special child, God. So show them your goodness. Show them your mercy, Lord. Encourage their hearts. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you today, God. We thank you for all things and everything that you are doing and continue to do in everyone's life, God. And we just give you the glory and the honor. For there is none like you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.